Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Good to have you with us on your morning drive on this 10th day of October. Time for Dean Richards' Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Good morning, Dean. I guess it's no surprise that Bono is using his voice to support the Israelis.
Yeah, pretty much since U2, the group U2 was created, Bono and the guys in the band have been advocates for peace and justice all over the world. Sunday night, you know, they're doing shows at this new Sphere in Las Vegas. And in the middle of the concert, Bono took some time out to acknowledge the attack on Israel that took place early Saturday morning, and adapted one of the U2 songs to sing in prayers of peace. Take a listen to this.
In the light of what's happened in Israel and Gaza, a song about non-violence seems somewhat ridiculous, even laughable, but our prayers have always been for peace and for non-violence. So early morning, October 7th, as the sun is rising in the desert sky, stars of David, they took your life, but they could not take your pride.
Yeah, the song,
yeah,
Pride
nice.
In the Name of Love, originally wrote for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In 1984, but it fits so perfectly with this, and it was very touching and very moving. If you want to hear more, you can go to the U2 Instagram page. There's a little bit more attached to that song and tribute.
So is it official now? The writers are working?
Yeah, they've been back to work for the last couple of weeks, but yesterday they made it official by ratifying the contract, which was proposed. 99% of the vote voted in favor of it, so the writers' strike is officially over now. The contract talks between the actors and the studios continuing today, so hopefully they'll get their work stoppage resolved sometime soon as well.
A while back, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, was trying to help the folks in Maui and asking for donations, and now he's apologizing. Why?
Yeah, because people were upset about the way that both he and Oprah Winfrey were asking people to donate money. The Rock teamed up with Oprah to ask people to donate to the People's Fund for Maui. They just started handing out cash, by the way, for people who lost you know, their houses, material things in the wake of that fire. But so while the money is going out, a lot of people were saying they criticized Dwayne Johnson and Oprah both for asking people who, quote, live paycheck to paycheck to reach in and donate money, especially when both of them have so much money, and it's not that big of a deal, you know, for them to donate what they have. So The Rock is at least apologizing for that, said he was, you know, sorry about the insensitivity for that. He has never launched a fundraiser before. He's learning from the experience. And, you know, hopefully if they have to do it again sometime, hopefully they won't have to do it again. But if they do, he will be more careful with his wording.
Yeah, I thought I heard that, I don't know if The Rock did, but that Oprah gave a lot of her own money to the cause.
Oh, yeah. They both did? They both did. They both made huge contributions. But, you know, some people are going to be mad no matter what you say.
It's social media. That's the cause of all of this.
You know, that is not entirely untrue, that no matter what you do, somebody is going to complain about it. And even though both Oprah and The Rock donated, I thought I remember, like, in the millions each.
Mm-hmm.
People still said, you know, how can you ask people who are living paycheck to paycheck to donate money when they can barely get by? You know, if you can't donate, don't donate. But don't fault somebody just because they're, you know, trying to help other people.
Yeah, folks who are happy, content, satisfied customers tend not to post a lot about the fact that they feel good.
Right.
Right.
If only people could be as normal as us.
Well, let's not get carried away. A lot of us waiting for the crown to come back. And do we have a date yet, Dan?
Yeah, we do. We are looking. This is going to be the final season now of this amazing series that for the past 7 years took us inside the British royal family. And the final season, we now know, will begin in November. It's going to be divided into two parts. Part one begins on November the 16th, and then the second part will come out on December 14th, Imelda Staunton, the very fine British actress, takes over the role now of Queen Elizabeth, following Claire Foy and Olivia Colman in that role. And the sixth season also will, we know, will be covering the events from 1997 to 2005. So that means that it will include the period in which Princess Diana was killed.
That's been a great series. All right, let's get to Mandy Patinkin, one of Chicago's very own, right?
Well, good old Southside kid. You know, he and I went to the same grade school in South Shore, the Edward Cole School. He was 1 year ahead of me, but we remember being disciplined. But we were, before the interview, we talked about our teachers and the principal and how much trouble we got into. And turns out he was about as big a troublemaker as I was.
Nice.
Back in school, back in the day. But he went on to Broadway greatness, won a Tony Award for his role in Evita, and has been featured on numerous television series, including Chicago Hope and Criminal Minds and Showtime's Homeland. He's been in movies like Princess Bride and Yentl and Life Itself, and the list goes on and on and on. He's going to be at the Mackinac Arts Center at the College of DuPage in Glen Ellen this coming Thursday and also this coming Saturday. He's doing two nights of music. Something to look forward to. And, you know, nobody interprets a song like Mandy Patinkin. He's absolutely amazing. Part of the Zoom conversation that I had with him was going back in good old memory lane. The minute that he saw WGN up on his Zoom screen, he got very excited about his hometown station and one of his favorite TV shows.
There's those letters I grew up with.
They were right down the hall from the Bozo studio.
Oh, my God. Pull my heartstrings. Every day at lunch, I was in that lunch seat. My mom feed me a tuna burger that Mrs. Block made for her son, David. And my mom learned how. And I'd watch Bozo Circus. And I only lived for the opportunity to play the grand prize game.
And you never got to as a child?
I never got to. And then a buddy of mine named David Fishman, who I think became a dentist or something, somehow he knew Bozo the Clown. Bob Bell was his name.
That's
his
right.
Daughter. So he fixes us up on a date. And I was like, you know, pretty excited. So I drive out to the north side, wherever it is. I'm from the south side. And I get to their house and I'm looking around, you know, I'm really not even sure what Bob Bell looks like. And I said to her in the car as we're going to some movie or dinner, I don't know where we're doing. And I said, you know, I have these two cousins. And she says, take me home.
Uh-oh. she knew where what was happening. Going. Yeah.
She knew I was going to say, can you get them ticket to Bozo Circus? Take me home.
I love that despite all of your success, you could be on Broadway 365 days a year if you wanted to be, or in television or movies if there were strikes going on. But you choose to get on the road, and you always remember to come back to Chicago, which I think Fantastic, which is what you're going to be doing October 12th and 14th at the Mackinish Arts Center at College of DuPage in Glen Ellen. What can people look forward to in seeing that show?
Well, there's nothing I love more than being with a live audience. That's why I do it. If you offered me a recording studio or a television show or a Broadway show or a movie, I'd always take the live concert venue.
When the next day she was
gone. How about that beautiful voice? Wow. What a rare opportunity to get to see him in concert. Thursday and Saturday, Mackinac Arts Center at the Mac out in Glen Ellen.
Sounds like he'll be talking about Bozo for an hour or so.
It's no shortage. I brought up, you can relate to this too, because, you know, we all had these in our neighborhoods. There was, the hot dog place where we went in our neighborhood as a kid, Carl's, which was on 83rd Street and South Chicago Avenue. And I mentioned Carl's. He literally talked for 5 minutes about Carl's and going there and the hot dog. Would they put the French fries on top of the hot dog? And
that's what happens when you grow up around here.
That's right.
Thanks, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.